The next coach in the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 2-1 in conference, 5-2 overall. Penn State faces Maryland and Baltimore on Saturday, a 3:30 game to be televised by ESPN. Coach, thanks for joining us.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. If you can start with an opening statement, then we'll take a few questions.
Well, open up to questions.
All right, let's go straight to questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Jesse Temple with ESPN.com.
James, Penn State is one of six teams in the Big 10 that ranked. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to know, you know, Penn State's one of six teams in the Big 10 that ranks in the top 20 nationally in total defense this season. And what do you think has made the league such a strong defensive conference?
I think it's the fronts. You know, it starts up front. You know, we have a two deep on the defensive line that are really good football players and play hard and play within the scheme. And we've had that since we arrived on campus. We had, you know, a two deep of players. I think we've moved some guys around and put them in spots to be successful, and they've really embraced it. And I think Coach Spencer, our D-line coach, has done a great job with that. But I think that's where it starts. It starts up front. And then, you know, I got an experienced play caller who's been doing it for a long time and been successful. I think, you know, he's got a staff with Brett Pry, our co-defensive coordinator, and Terry Smith that complement him well. And I think our whole staff does. So, you know, it's been fun.
In your few seasons in the Big Ten here, have you noticed that defense has caught up to offenses at all? Has anything changed league-wide about the defense?
No, I don't know if you know, I could speak on that at this point right now. I'd have to, you know, study the conference. We've only played a couple teams at this point, so it's hard for me to kind of speak on that. I'm spending my time obviously focused on Penn State and what we're doing, and a few teams we've played in the Big Ten.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Mitch Sherman with ESPN.com.
Hi, Mitch.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Good, thanks. Hey, very much in a general sense, how difficult is it to play the quarterback position in college football today with the amount of detail and complexities that go into the game?
I think it's challenging. I think there's a lot of things that obviously go into it. There's a lot of moving parts, but I think it's probably more challenging now than it was. You know, obviously 10, 15 years ago, they're seeing so many different more looks defensively. I think it was a point where the offenses were kind of, you know, moving ahead of the defenses, and the defenses kind of respond. It's very, you know, secular in that way. It always has been in the game. And I think you see both sides being really aggressive and trying to cause conflict and challenges. I think it's definitely challenging, and I think the quarterback position can have the biggest impact on his teammates, but I also think, you know, your teammates can have a dramatic impact on the quarterback as well. They're very dependent of one another.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Tim Griffin with San Antonio Express.
Hey, James, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, buddy?
Very good. Very good. Hey, I'm working on a story. I wonder if you could help me. A lot of people are saying that college football is dragging. The pace of play with these 3.5, 4-hour games are becoming arduous to watch. Some people even talked about the idea of going to an NFL rule where the clock would no longer stop on first down. I'm kind of curious where you come down on all this.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it probably depends on your approach and the style you play. I mean, you know, we want to be, you know, a team that kind of does it both. You know, no one's running a true pro-style offense anymore, but a blend where we can, you know, get in, you know, two backs and pound you and get in spread and throw it around and kind of combine the two of them as well. So we don't have a whole lot of issues with that. You know, the way we play on defense and on offense, even the teams that have come in here averaging, you know, 90 plays a game haven't averaged that many plays against us. So I think a lot of it depends. It depends on your style of play and how you're going to try to combat that. but I don't have a strong opinion because it hasn't affected us a whole lot at this point, the way we've played on defense and the style that, we're working on running on offense.
I'm curious, so have you heard any complaints from fans that games are going too long? Guys that travel up, spend all day in, at your stadium and, you know, from all over your state?
No, because I think that's I kind of answered that. I think is what my point is. We haven't had those types of games. You know, we haven't had the type of games where both offense and defense are throwing it like crazy, and it's a four and a half hour game. We haven't really had those experiences. I know I haven't heard that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Our next question comes from the line of Daniel Gallen with Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hi, Daniel, how are you?
Doing well. You and Mike Loxley go way back to the early 2000s at Maryland. You know, what's it like to be able to face someone that you coached with before? And, you know, what makes him such a good recruiter and what really stands out about him?
Well, first of all, got a ton of respect for Mike. Early in my career going to the University of Maryland, Mike and really his family kind of took me in and kind of embraced me and kind of showed me the ropes in that area. Got a lot of respect for Mike. Got a lot of respect for Mike and how he goes about his business. I've known his wife and his kids since they were little. It's amazing to see them going on now and playing college sports and things like that. It's crazy to me to think about it. But yeah, I mean, you know, Mike is a fixture in that community. I think, you know, you ask about recruiting and those other things. You know, first of all, Mike's a good football coach. Second of all, obviously he's a good recruiter. I think a big part of that is Mike's been fortunate to stay in the same area for a long time, the area that he grew up in, where he's got a lot of contacts and knows a lot of people and has a lot of relationships. You know, he got away for a little bit and has come back. So, that's always valuable. You know, whenever you can have people on your staff that have strong ties in recruiting areas where they have connections, there's a lot of value that comes with that because over time you have the ability to, you know, build trust. I think it's all those things. But, you know, I also don't think people talk enough about, you know him as a coach, you know, and as a coordinator. He's done a nice job.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next
week.
Thanks,
guys.